You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. It's Veterans Day. In just a few minutes, we'll talk about a Wisconsin effort to help veterans find jobs and start businesses.
First, according to the federal government, anywhere from 10 to 20% of veterans coming back from wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have experienced post-traumatic stress disorder. On this Veterans Day, Danielle Kading reports on how vets in Duluth Superior are learning to live with PTSD.
Duluth's Mike Waldron served as a Marine during the first Iraq invasion. 5 years after coming home, he says he began experiencing symptoms of PTSD.
That's when I fell into the severe panic attacks. I thought they were heart attacks, and I was going to the hospital for them, thinking I was dying.
Waldron went to the hospital 5 times, but physically there was nothing wrong with him. As time went on, he says he began to have more trouble with daily life.
I stopped taking care of myself. I moved out of state, so I didn't have my family or friend support network, and I realized it was very difficult for me to trust other people. I had a hard time making friends, so I was isolated.
He got counseling and medication, but Waldron says it didn't work for him. He began to lose hope and didn't understand what was happening. That is, he says, until he started getting better.
I began working out and getting more involved in the community, and those two things combined were the biggest reasons I was able to pull out of the severe PTSD.
Waldron says the endorphins from exercise helped ward off his anxiety and feelings of hopelessness. Now, Waldron helps vets connect with community members and overcome their anxiety or depression as the Duluth chapter director of Team Red, White, and Blue.
So generally, we go out in the Duluth Superior area 40 times a month, and we do different physical activities and social activities.
Activities like rock climbing.
Put your right foot up there, up a little higher.
Caitlin Wood is climbing on a rock wall blindfolded as part of an exercise to build trust with team members. She and her husband recently moved to the area and decided to give it a go.
I think it's a good group for people who want to get out and do things. They just don't know how to do it, you know, and it just kind of brings people out. So I think it's a good cause for especially vets.
Her husband, Kevin, agrees. He served as a flight medic with the Minnesota National Guard.
You can tell that there's a lot of camaraderie with the group, so that kind of takes you back to the experiences that you've had in the military. So it definitely helps as far as getting together with people that have had similar experiences.
Victor Rigling of Duluth hasn't served in the military, but that doesn't stop him from hanging out with this group of veterans.
You know, seeing veterans get out, and a lot of people don't realize how isolated they really are. So being able to get out and help them, you know, get active and find a place back in the community has just been fantastic.
Buffy Munsell is a Hayward native that has taken part in Team Red, White, and Blue. A veteran of the Air Force Reserves, Munsell says she began experiencing PTSD after being sexually assaulted in the military and working with fallen service members at the Air Force mortuary.
What I want to make stop is the flashbacks and the nightmares and the anxiety and the depression and the feeling that I don't have control over my mind because it overtakes it.
But she says working out and spending time with the team has helped.
It does something to my mind. It releases those natural chemicals where I don't need antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications.
Munsell says she's just a happier person all around. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Mental health can be one challenge for veterans entering civilian life. Another issue that just about all veterans will deal with when they leave the services, what will they do for a living? According to numbers from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, veterans in general experience slightly higher unemployment rates, but veterans of the recent wars in Iraq and Afghanistan were significantly more likely to be unemployed than their non-veteran peers.
Saul Newton is with us now. He's the executive director of the newly created Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. He joins us from our studio in Milwaukee. Saul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, what led you, Saul, to start this Veterans Chamber of Commerce here in the state?
Well, I'm a veteran myself, and I just saw that this was a need that wasn't being filled. There was no organization specifically dedicated to working with veterans who were looking to start their own business and connecting employers across the state with veterans who were looking for employment opportunities.
So how are you trying to tackle that problem with this new organization?
Well, what we do is we build a connection and bring together veterans who are looking for jobs with businesses who either are owned by veterans themselves or are just looking to work more closely with veterans, and we connect them. And we establish ourselves as a resource for businesses who are looking to hire veterans, and we refer them to veterans who are looking for work.
And talking to veterans who are in that looking for work situation, what kind of things do you hear from them? What kind of unique challenges might they be facing?
Well, the most unique challenge for veterans is translating the experience and the technical skills that they learned while they were in the military to a language and a point of reference that people who don't have that military background can understand. There's sometimes a challenge in translating those skills from the military world into the civilian world.
And I've seen the case made that veterans actually bring a lot of assets that nobody else really can because of that experience. So what are some of the selling points? How do you translate that into terms that an employer can understand?
Well, the simple fact of the matter is that veterans, through their military experience, possess skills and tools and technical know-how and values that make them extremely attractive employees. An employer that is looking to hire a veteran is looking for an employee who is who has integrity, who has discipline, and who has a sense of loyalty to accomplishing a task. And those are values that are instilled in every military member. And so what we do is we work with employers to really translate some of those values and those skills that they have into a language that they can understand.
Well, I imagine some employers might want people who can function in highly stressful, chaotic situations. I bet that's
Absolutely.
A big selling point there.
Absolutely. I mean, you really don't find a group of people who are more capable of working under pressure than someone who has served in the military, and especially someone who's been deployed to a war zone.
We're talking veterans and employment. On Veterans Day, we've got Saul Newton with us, so with the newly created Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. So part of what you're doing, Saul, is trying to get businesses, employers to sign up who consider themselves veteran-friendly, who are open, maybe looking to hire veterans. So what kind of things do you hear from employers who want that kind of workplace?
Well, the number one thing that we hear is that a lot of times employers don't know where to look. You know, the commitment to hire military veterans is there. They just aren't aware of the resources that are out there to connect them with veterans who are looking for a job. And there are several organizations in Wisconsin who work to connect military veterans and with employers and to give veterans the skills that they need to fill out a resume and to go into a job interview. And teach some of those job-seeking skills. What we do is we work with the employer to make sure that they actually are following through on that commitment that they have, and they can actually turn that into a tangible benefit, which is hiring military veterans.
And another side of what you're trying to do that I don't want to overlook is helping the veterans maybe become employers themselves, get them into
Absolutely.
Entrepreneurship. So talk about making the transition from wartime service to business ownership.
Well, just as military veterans make fantastic employees because of the values that they learn and the skills that they learn, the same is true of entrepreneurship. Veterans are twice as likely to start their own business as non-veterans are. And it's because of those skills and those values and that discipline that you learn in the military that makes for a natural fit with a job creator, with a business owner. And so what we do is we work with veterans. We walk with them every step of the way from forming their own business to starting it and growing it, managing their brand and attracting new customers and really promoting that business as something that offers a service that people want to be a part of.
Can you talk about one or two of the veteran entrepreneurs that you've worked with?
Oh, absolutely. One that immediately comes to mind is a woman named Jessica Dragon, who she served in the Army for 4 years. And when she got out, she started her own massage therapy business. And what she does is she goes to people's homes, to their offices. She works with elderly patients and patients in hospice care and provides massage therapy to those patients. And the dedication that she has to her patients is really something to be admired.
One thing that occurs to me is that if you've been, say, here in Wisconsin all along, you've had an opportunity to develop networks over time, connections in the business and funding world and things like that, that you might not have had time to develop if, say, you were deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Is that part of the effort to jumpstart that networking that seems so key to business startups?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's something that veterans, especially newly returning veterans who are just getting out of the military, need to confront. They maybe don't have the same network, professional network or personal network, that would really benefit them as they start their journey in entrepreneurship. But the fact of the matter is that veterans have already in the state of Wisconsin started almost 40,000 businesses. They employ over 110,000 people. And up until now, there has not been a statewide network devoted specifically to working with that that section of the business community. And so what we're trying to do is work with these businesses that maybe have felt overlooked or haven't been aware of the resources that are available to them as military veterans or as veteran-friendly businesses. And we really try to bring together and build this community dedicated to supporting one another.
We're talking to Saul Newton with the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. It's a new effort to connect veterans with jobs and help them to start new businesses, too.
You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Are you a veteran? Did you hit obstacles in your job search? What helped and what didn't help? Or did you maybe start your own business? If you're an employer, do you make an effort to hire veterans at your workplace? Call us at 800-642-1234. 1234. That's 800-642-1234. We continue our conversation with Saul Newton, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. We're looking at efforts to connect veterans with jobs and to help them start their own businesses.
You can join in at 800-642-1234, maybe with your own experience. Does being a veteran make finding jobs more difficult? Does being a veteran give you a unique skill set that's an asset to employers or to being an entrepreneur yourself? And if you're someone who hires people, do you make an effort to hire veterans or want to ask about how you could go about doing that? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to a caller now. Pete is on the line with us in Appleton. Pete, hi.
Oh, hello, yes. Are you there?
Yep. What do you want to bring up, Pete?
Well, you talk about success. This is a very inspirational story for any vet listening. My dad served with the in the Korean War with the Mills brothers before they started Mills Flea Farm, and they were just drafted into Korea, and they got out, and they, of course, everybody knows in Wisconsin how big Mills Flea Farm is, and they started out just from the bottom, you know. And also another man he served with, or brothers, the Leach family, which were in the Korean War drafted, and they built the Leach trucks, the garbage trucks.
Pete, thanks a lot for sharing that. Saul, yeah, I think if we look back to that era, World War II and the Korean War, we can find probably a lot of success stories with iconic businesses like Fleet Farm.
Oh, absolutely. I think that the more you look into it, the more you see that there are literally tens of thousands of businesses, some very well-known businesses here in Wisconsin that have been started by military veterans. And some of them you might not even know came from a military background. But it goes back to, you know, those skills that we talked about earlier, those values that are instilled through military service that make veterans particularly attractive entrepreneurs and employees.
I've seen comparisons between the World War II era in particular and now, where in the World War II era, it was not everybody served, but it was really normal to meet someone who had served in World War II. So much of the population, especially the male population, served then, whereas now it's more of an exception. Fewer people might personally have contact with veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. Does that make it a little harder, a little different sort of thing, maybe for employers?
Well, I think it's simply a lack of exposure. I think that you know, for some people, they might not have a personal interaction or a personal relationship with a military veteran that they know of. That doesn't mean that it isn't there. You know, about 60% of the U.S. population says that they have an immediate family member who served in the military at some point. You know, there are comparisons, especially with the latest generation, the post 9/11 generation of military veterans to that World War II generation, and I think that when you look at, you know, the qualities that these individuals have. These are individuals of character, of honor, of duty. And, you know, tell me that that isn't somebody that you would want to have employed in your business or somebody that you might want to work with.
We heard earlier a feature on post-traumatic stress disorder here in Wisconsin, and there's been concern I've seen from veterans groups saying, yes, thanks for paying attention. It's an important health issue, but at the same time worried that maybe there's a stigma among the general populace, a fear even of veterans because of all this attention to PTSD. Do you see that playing out maybe in the hiring process?
Well, I think that Not to say that issues like mental health or housing security aren't deserving of attention, because they absolutely are. And, you know, those are certainly challenges that members of the military and veterans community have to face. I think that there is a stereotype sometimes that veterans have to overcome, especially when they're working with someone who maybe doesn't have a background of knowledge in the military, simply that they need to show that, you know, they're no different than any other person applying for that job, other than the fact that they have these unique skill sets that really make them a better employee.
Talking to Saul Newton, he's executive director of the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce, talking about connecting veterans with jobs, helping veterans become entrepreneurs, creating veteran-friendly workplaces in the state. Still time for calls with your experiences, maybe your questions at 800-642-1234. Saul, you mentioned you hadn't seen other efforts like yours here in Wisconsin. Are you? Do you have models elsewhere in the country for this Veterans Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, there are several other organizations, both working in other states across the country and some national organizations that are working on issues like entrepreneurship or employment. Really what's encouraging to see is that there's a lot of collaboration going on among leaders in the business community. It's very clear that this is a priority. And so, you know, it's important that we all work together and bring different things to the table to really tackle this issue, which is connecting veterans with jobs and helping them start their own business.
Saul, earlier you mentioned getting veterans in touch with things like job training, and I wonder about the GI Bill, things like that. What is out there for veterans to help with education and job training skills?
Oh, there are a litany of resources that are available. One of the challenges that veterans sometimes face is that they don't know the resources that are out there, or they know that they're out there, they don't know how to take advantage of them. And so that's something that we try to do. We work with veterans to connect them with the resources that would fit their needs. The other side of that issue is that really there are a lot of resources available to working with veterans to make them more attractive employees in terms of writing a resume or interview skills. But sometimes there aren't as many resources available to work with employers to actually give them the cultural competency, so to speak, that background of knowledge of knowing the difference between, you know, the branches of service beyond one's in the water and one's in the air and one's on the ground. Giving them that background of knowledge to actually be able to relate how, if they're looking at two job applicants, one is 22 years old and fresh out of college, and one is 22 years old who just did 4 years in the Marines, why that military veteran might be a better fit for their organization.
Let's go back to our callers. Chad is on the line with us in Green Bay. Chad, hi.
Hi there. Yeah, I started my own business as a veteran just because, you know, the civilian market, I didn't feel necessarily honored a lot of my experience. And I've heard a lot of other veterans that had similar, experiences just because, you know, they went in for infantry or something, for instance. They didn't really know how that was going to pan out for them in the civilian market. So they kind of, you know, had to go entrepreneurial. And I think it's really great that a lot of resources are available for veterans like myself.
And Chad, do you think that your military experience helped you out as a business owner, as an entrepreneur?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I kind of reverse engineered my way into the whole stage of where my business is, and it's been growing ever since. And I'm very proud of, you know, the commitment that I learned with military service.
Chad, thanks so much for sharing your story with us. Saul, good news there, but bad news too, in that Chad and his friend said the civilian businesses didn't know what to make of their military experience.
Absolutely. It's unfortunate. Unfortunately, it's not that uncommon. What we're seeing is that the commitment from many, many businesses to hire military veterans is real. It's genuine. They just don't know how to translate that commitment into action. One of the stories that really sticks with me is a young man who served 4 years in the Marine Corps as an infantryman. He applied for a job with a very well-known company who very highly promoted their commitment to hiring military veterans. He reworked his resume, took all the military jargon off, crossed all his T's and dotted all of his I's, and submitted his resume through a special website that was set up, and he never heard anything back. Now, he reapplied for the same job as a normal applicant and left his military experience off of his resume. And not only did he get called back for an interview, but he actually got hired for that position.
Wow.
And that's something that is not born out of an intent to do ill will or bad motivations. It's simply showing that there is a disconnect between the civilian sector and those with a military background.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to Saul Newton, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce.